Hello, and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 133, Unhiding All of You. One of my favorite conversations that I would say is an overarching theme in everything I do is being able to reclaim all of you. Being able to really be the wealth of you with all of your different textures and layers and colors. We are just an amazing tapestry all in ourselves. And when you look at society in general and just people in general, you can see this beautiful patchwork of difference and uniqueness and authenticity and how when that pot is diverse and inclusive, really, really, really cool things get created. It's usually by adding in that uniqueness, that difference, that spark, that something new takes root. It allows things to change. It allows a new trajectory to be born from. There is something really beautiful about allowing a lot of different differences to be present. What I love to do is take that concept that you're probably familiar with of like a melting pot or diversity, allowing different people of different thoughts and beliefs and skin tones and everything come together, and actually apply it to yourself. What diversity do you have with your own characteristics, with your own qualities, with your own personality traits? With your own abilities and capacities at life. We sometimes live very one note, very vanilla, where you kind of find your vein and you're like, okay, cool, this is the vein that I'm going to live in. This is like me. This is what I define myself as. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm not good at. This is where I'm going. I'm just going to keep on keeping on. It's kind of interesting because when you live that way, just in that one vein, that one small bandwidth, you cut out so much of your uniqueness. You cut out your ability to change. You cut out your own personal diversity and even that ability to really be all inclusive just in yourself gets lost. So I did a really cool exercise at a hospital workshop that I was at this last week. The hospital I work at brought people together to look at inclusion and diversity. And one of the exercises they had was very, very cool. I'm going to kind of play with it here with you guys. Basically, it had a list of different characteristics that people could define themselves as. So like mine, I was single, in my 30s, I'm white, I'm, you know, graduate degree. I'm an adventurer, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a free thinker. Like there's all these little qualities that you could kind of circle that you would identify with. And if you got to know somebody, you would freely share. These are the things that are kind of in that vein that you're going in. These are the foot, like the foot that you present yourself with, basically. This is who I am. So it was fascinating because they had everybody circle all these different characteristics that they identified as, right? And you went around and you had to introduce yourself based on all of those characteristics, which came out to be very long introductions because it was a very long list. And then the second part, which is super fascinating and what I want to dive into, the instructor said, you know, what on that list of characteristics did you not circle because you're at work? Which of those characteristics do you actually have that you don't put forward to people who don't know you well? Which of those characteristics and those qualities do you have that you don't even put forward to yourself? Basically, you're covering them. You're cloaking them, you're hiding them. And to me, it was so fascinating because the more people started to speak up about their like cloaked or their covered items, they were beautiful, tender, tender spots that were highly creative, being sensitive, going through some maybe emotional upheaval. People were hiding lots of different stuff. And it was fascinating because the more you dug down, and I want you to just play, the more you dig down on those things you've been cloaking and covering, What made you cloak and cover them to begin with? For the most part, every single thing that popped up, it was because someone had shared that. They'd showed it. They unhid it at some point, and they were judged for it. Someone didn't like it. It wasn't acceptable in some way. They received someone's stigma or someone's prejudice. And so what did they do? They cut out that inclusivity in their own being and that wealth of being where they actually allow everything to be part of them, and they shut it away. And I just thought that was such a practical and also really profound exercise of looking at, yes, what is it? What's the foot that you lead with? Where's your comfort zone? What's that vein, that lane that you live in? And also, what are the things that you're cloaking and covering? Now, I know the extreme example that we all go to, and I kind of think of like teenage mentality with this, where basically you live one way and then you're like become this huge rebel and you're like, I'm not that way anymore. I'm going to show you, or I uncovered this part of myself and now I'm going to shove it down your throat every chance I get, or speak to it constantly or shout it from the rooftops. It's not that. You don't have to unhide parts of yourself only to shine it brightly into the world or to force it upon others. You unhide it, you uncover it and uncloak it just so you have access to it. Just so you get to choose where or when or how you play with that. You show yourself as that. All of those kind of deep, dark places that you've been judging or other people have judged, that you have cut out and kind of taken off the menu of how you live and who you are. It's not about becoming so comfortable with that, that that's all you become and that's something that has to be highlighted. It's just allowing those things to become unhidden, unseen, unspoken to, so that they actually get to come and be a part of a well-rounded, diverse tapestry, layered and textured being that you be. When I really think of rich and wealthy people, I don't think of people who are wealthy monetarily, so to speak. I think of the people who have a wealth of being, meaning they have a presence with themselves. They have a sense of themselves. They know themselves. They are unshakable in that. They're still questioning. They're still super open, but they know who they are. They don't have any kind of hidden weird things. They're willing to be seen as is. And also, with all of that, there's a space of softness. There's a space of, you know, this is just who I am, and you can enjoy it, you cannot, that's okay. You can see all of me if you choose to, or some people, they don't want to see anything, that's cool. They're not going to see this part, but I'm still going to allow it to be present in my own space. There's no need to have an acknowledgement of it. There's no need to be validated. There's no need to defend for it. There's none of that. There's just this open space of, I've got a lot to me. And I don't need to cover any of it. I don't need to push it on anybody. But you know what? I'm going to let it be here because it's a part. It's a part of my whole. What I find so often, especially in my life coaching business, is having conversations with people where they don't feel whole. They feel fragmented. They feel segmented. They feel like something is missing. And even those who have a fullness to them and a fullness to their life, there's still this thing of like, but I know there's more. And for me, I know there's more. I know there's more fullness and more deliciousness to discover. That's an ever, ever growing conversation. That's an ever growing edge you can continue to play with and push the boundaries of. This exercise right here, this conversation, and this beginning step, wherever you are in your life path now, can actually allow you to really harness that. If you stop looking at wealth as just a monetary thing and actually living a wealthy life of having all of you, all of your gifts, all of your capacities, all of your dark spots, all of your bright spots, anything and everything, without a judgment, without a push, without a force, without a hiding or a secret thing. If you just let all of you be there and showed up, what would be different? Who would you discover that you actually are? And would you have more capability of playing in every single creative moment in your life? There's a space, there's a breath, there's an ease, there's a relaxation, and there is a highly creative potency there. It's quite exciting. Are you willing to actually dive deeper and explore? Right now, get something you've been covering. Something that if you were doing that exercise that I was talking about before, that you would not be circling on your list, you would not be introducing yourself with. Something you've been hiding and covering for a while, maybe. Take a peek at it and just allow it to be in your space. Allow it to be in your awareness. Hold it softly. Relax around it. Add some more breath, some more space to it. And allow all the judgments you've received for it just to start to fall away. And everywhere you've been judging yourself for it, ever since you received that initial judgment, let it all fall away. If it wasn't terrible, if it wasn't awful, it was just a part of you. And part of actually what makes you unique and great and brilliant, and again, wealthy to the degree that you have all of this to play with. What would be different and how would you see it? As I said, you don't have to lead with that foot, absolutely. You know me with my mental health history. Those of you who've listened before, you know my book is about overcoming mental upset like I went through in my younger years. It's not the foot that I lead with. It's not the first thing out of my mouth, typically. But it's there. It's a part of me. I've done lots and lots of work to allow it to be soft and present in my own space. And I've done even more of that beautiful quote-unquote work and digging and playing to see how unhiding that and letting it be present helps me unlock the hidden brilliances and the capacities that were misidentified and misapplied for so long. And I would say more than anything, it's allowed me to give up a lot of the fight, a lot of the defense, a lot of the proving, and a lot of the energy and tension I was using to keep it hidden and to keep it secret. Please look at this. What can you actually allow yourself to start unhiding, even if it's just in your own space? And allowing that soft vulnerability to start to take root so that you can actually discover for yourself how wealthy you are. And how to use everything that you've got to create a life that you absolutely love. There is way more possible here. I invite you to explore. Thank you all so much for listening, and please stay tuned. I am currently developing a small group coaching program called Becoming Whole, where we are going to be looking at this dynamically, unhiding, uncovering parts of ourselves so that we can actually embrace the wealth that we actually are and start to create bigger and brighter futures for all of us. Stay tuned. That is coming. You can find more information on that up on laurenpolley.com. And of course, connecting to me via email with my newsletter is probably the best way to get updated on that and other future offerings. You'll find the link to sign up for the newsletter down below. Tuesday emails come with love and tips and advice, and of course, these beautiful podcasts, and coming into deeper offerings still. What wealth of being do you have available that you have yet to discover because you've been hiding yourself based on judgment? And is it time to unhide it and let all of you be seen? Enjoy this episode, enjoy your week, and as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.